Hello and welcome to This Week at Charlestown Road, a branch of the Heaven Bound podcast. My name is Jason Harden. I'm here with Roger Schaus and a special guest. We are not necessarily looking back at this previous weekend, but really looking forward to this next weekend. We have been advertising for a good long time our Vacation Bible School that kicks off this Sunday, June the 13th, and we are excited for 7th graders all the way through adults to have Don Truex of Temple Terrace, Florida, not only joining us via audio here on the podcast, but also via video. And Don, welcome. We're excited for you to be up here in Southern Indiana in just a couple of days.
Thank you, Jason. It's wonderful to be with you all today. And anytime I can come to Indiana, that's a good day for me, and especially to get to come back to Charlestown Road.
We're glad to have you with us, and this is a first for us too in our podcast, because we haven't really video our podcast before, and so we're kind of launching into some new territory today as we're doing that. And we thought we'd just have a little discussion here with Don as he gets ready to come to us and teach some lessons. You know, a lot of churches are coming out of the pandemic, and we're starting to fire the engines up and get back to things as they used to be. And the question that I think is very valid question to have is, why do we return to such things as VBS? What's the purpose in all this, Don?
Well, you know, it's ironic that we began our Vacation Bible School last night, and I was reminded as I was interacting with the kids and with the adults as well, what a special time this is and how fortunate we are to be at this point. You know, a year ago, right now, we would have given anything to be able to have a Vacation Bible School. I would imagine that you all, as we did, we postponed our VBS. And so now, you know, things are thankfully at a point where we can be together. And together is the operative word about that. I think it's so important, not only for our church families to be together, but for us to give opportunities for others to be together with us. And if you want to talk about the importance of Vacation Bible School, just think about scores and scores of young people excited about being in a Bible class and excited about studying these great Bible stories and excited about being together. And then you come out of that and you think about middle school kids and high school kids and then adults who are excited to be able to study on a deeper level, but again, to be together. And nothing in this world beats that for the people of God.
And I think that's one thing out of this pandemic that we saw. I mean, so many congregations, we were doing this. I think you all were doing that, is we were making lots of videos. We were putting stuff out every week, just lots and lots of stuff. But the element that was missing was the togetherness, the fellowship. And so many people, when they start coming back, have said, it's just not the same watching this at home. I mean, you can praise God, you can honor God, and that's a powerful thing to do. But an element that God recognizes that we need is togetherness. And this is a beginning of some opportunities we can do to have that.
Don, you've mentioned the children. Let me just briefly recap where we're going to be in our youngest of ages for kids, and then I'll let the both of you talk about where we're going to be for adults. Our theme for our children is meeting God on the mountains. A whole lot happened in the Bible on mountains. And this week, around this building, we are building 5 different mountains. It's going to look very different next Sunday, Lord willing. But we've got a room that is transforming into Mount Ararat, for instance. And we're going to emphasize for kids in that room, God keeps his promises. And we've got a room that's transforming into Mount Sinai. Our God is an awesome God. He is the lesson that will be learned in that room. We've got a room that's going to be Mount Carmel, where Elijah had his famous showdown with the prophets of Baal, and we're going to learn that really there is only one God. The Mount of Transfiguration is going to be a room where our kids learn we need to listen to God's Son. And then finally, we've got Mount Zion. And so much happens on Mount Zion revolving around God providing the Lamb. I'm sure that we have some members of our community who are going to be seeing this video on Facebook. If you've got a two-year-old all the way through sixth grade, we would love to see you Sunday morning, 9:30 a.m., Sunday at 10:45 a.m., Sunday 5 p.m., and then Monday through Wednesday, 7 o'clock p.m. That is available for all ages, but we want you as parents to understand this is not the sort of thing that we want you just to bring your kids and drop them off and head to a restaurant. There is valuable Bible information for people of all ages, including our adults.
There is. And, you know, after last year and just everything being canceled and shut down, our theme this year is Rise and Build from the book of Nehemiah. And so we're looking at the idea of building lives through Christ. And so, Don, you're going to be talking about Christ changes you, and you're going to be talking about the church that Jesus built Monday, or then Sunday evening. You're going to be talking about marriage built by Christ. On Monday, you're going to be talking about families built by Christ. On Tuesday, working with Christ and his building process. And then Wednesday, heaven built by Christ. And I think all those topics are things where we're at. We need help in our homes, help in our marriages, and all those concepts as we think about rising up and getting out of the rubble of last year and getting back to where we need to be with the Lord and continue on with that. Now, Don, you've got a long connection with this congregation, and I thought you might just give us a little history of your connection to this church here.
Yeah, I do. I have a very long relationship with the Charlestown Road Church. My relationship with the church at Charlestown Road actually began in 1978, so certainly a long time ago now.
The year I was born.
Years ago. I came to preach for what was then known as the Silver Street Church, because it met on Silver Street in New Albany at that point in time. And I was just, you know, I was at a point in my life when my hair was not white, it was dark, and I was only 20, 21 years old and was just getting started. And I spent about 6 years with the church in New Albany, and they were six of the richest, most wonderful years of my life. I've always felt like that God providentially took me there, because the church in New Albany allowed me to grow up. They were encouraging to me. They gave Vicki and me just unconditional love and support. Our first child was born while we were there. And in the intervening years, one constant has been the continual tie with the church in New Albany, from Silver Street to now your new facility on Charlestown Road. And just periodically through those years, I've come back over and over and over and renewed acquaintance and friendship and love with the people that are there. And so for me to come home to New Albany is always a very, very special thing. It's something that I truly treasure. And so I can't wait to be there again beginning this Sunday.
Well, the work that you did carries on here. I mean, you laid some great foundation stones, and we have built upon that. And, you know, you helped this church be what we are today, and we're very thankful for that. And a lot of good things. And, you know, you're just loved here. You could move here in a second if you wanted to. I'd be out with the Thursday trash, but that's all right, because you're just well thought of. You're a very capable preacher, and we just really enjoy some of those things along that line. Let's talk about your topic of change, being changed by Christ. Now, there's people every once in a while that just look at their lives and it's just like a mess, and they just believe, I can't change. I just can't, you know, that's just the way I am. I can't forgive. I can't love. I can't, you know, that's just where I am. And of course, your focus, the running theme through all your lessons, is Christ can change you. So what would you say to somebody that says, this is just the way I am, I can't change?
Well, I would say, first of all, that probably all of us at some point in time have felt some degree of that. And I'm certainly sensitive to people who feel that way, because that is an outgrowth of some difficulty, some challenge, some trauma, something that's happened in their life that has made them feel that way. One of the great things that the New Testament teaches us is that our feet are not set in concrete. And we ought to be very grateful for that, thankful for that. Now, the New Testament is full of stories in the interaction that Jesus had with people, of people who needed change. They needed transformation in their life. And quite honestly, we all want that. I mean, think about that. Disney has made a fortune on stories of transformation. Beauty and the Beast, Cinderella. Those stories have resonated for generations because we all believe that we probably can be something more than we are right now. And in the New Testament, as Jesus interacted with people on a daily basis, as he, the text says, went about doing good, part of the good that he did was in helping people transform themselves into something far beyond what they ever imagined they could be. And so there are great stories. You know, there are familiar stories like the transformation of the Apostle Peter from instability to stability and strength. But in particular, I want to focus Sunday morning as we begin. I want to focus on an amazing story in the book of Mark, chapter 5, where there was a woman who was in desperate need of change and transformation in her life. She needed that physically, spiritually, socially, and financially. And she knew, as she would say, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, there could be transformation in my life. And so we're going to look at that story. And through that, we're going to see that change is possible for everyone, regardless of what your circumstance, how dire it may seem to you at the moment. God did not create us to live in mediocrity, to live in sin, to live mired in our past. He created us to be the people made in his image that he wants us to be. And we can do that. We'll talk about that Sunday morning, Lord willing.
There's a great passage in Proverbs that says it's better as a live dog than a dead lion. And that idea is that the lion may be the king of the jungle, but if he's dead, his hope is gone. There's nothing more can be done. And again, I think that's a lesson we see over and over in the New Testament. We get these broken people coming to Jesus. We get people whose lives really are just full of mistakes, and they can change. And so that's the hope for all of us, because if we were stuck, if concrete was poured around us and we could not change, why go on? Why even try? But all through the hope of the gospel, you know, the good news of Jesus is that we can change.
Well, Don, what I'd like about the flow of your lessons, of course, Christ is in every single one of those titles, and he can change us individually. You're going to talk about our marriages and our families. But then I love how on Tuesday you're pivoting toward working with Christ, that this is not just something I get from Jesus and I'm changed for the better, but he's drawing me into something much larger than myself, something that can actually cause good in the world around me.
And that, again, that's the power of the gospel, I think, right there.
Well, it certainly is. And when you think about it, think about how our New Testament is just laid out in a very kind of logical, orderly, sequential kind of way. We have those gospels where Jesus, you know, I think part of the issue with change with some people is, you know, does he even care about me? And one of the things we see in the gospels is that he cares about individuals. He will stop what he is doing for a single individual. The world may see the crowd. Jesus sees the person. And then the story of transformations can take place. But when you segue out of that and you go into the book of Acts, for example, what do you see? You see these people who have been transformed by Jesus, who are now called to transform the world, to change their world. We may not be able to change the world on the macro level. I can't change the entirety of the world, but I can have an impact on my world. And that's what he calls us to do. So you've got those statements, you know, let your light so shine before men, and you are the salt of the earth. And we are all of those things. And what you see as you come out of the Gospels into the book of Acts and beyond are men and women who take that seriously and believe that after the fashion of Jesus, they too can go about doing good and altering and transforming the lives of others as they bring them to know Jesus Christ.
And one by one, that's how it's done. One by one. It's not done from the White House, the courthouse, or state house. It's done one by one. That's why the Lord said, go into all the world and talk to every creature, every person. And that's how it begins.
Don, we frequently on Fridays on our podcast end with a simple reminder that the best is yet to come. Do you really believe that? I mean, in talking about all of these different ways that Christ can change us, do you really believe that? And do you think the ordinary person here in Southern Indiana who has just been beaten down by the last year, can they still really believe that the best is yet to come?
You know, Jason, I think in many ways the pandemic, as horrible as it has been, and it certainly has, the loss of life is just unimaginable, the devastation to families, the hurt to the economy, to the entirety of the world, the nations that are still suffering so horribly. For all that has been terrible in that, it also has brought us some perspective. And perspective is something that is so easy to lose and yet so valuable to regain. And I think it has taught us that there are better days that lie ahead. If you think about where we were a year ago, when the experts were telling us that, look, it's probably going to be another 10, 11 months before there's a vaccine. It's going to be next summer before we're back to some semblance of normalcy. It just seemed like so long. It just seemed like an eternity. But now here we are. And because we've come through that, you know, as the Bible talks, you know, when you go through difficult circumstances and you come out on the other side, you know, it gives you perspective. It helps us. And I think it does help us realize that better days can lie ahead. It helps us realize that we probably can do and be more than perhaps we were in the past, and to not take those opportunities for granted. And I think the other thing is, you cannot lose 600,000 lives in America without being forced to think about what's beyond this life. And while there are better things ahead for us now, there certainly can be better things ahead for us in the life that is to come. And that's what we'll talk about Wednesday night when we talk about heaven built by Christ. God is always, I think, always saying to you, look, there's more. There's always more. You can be more. You can do more. You can accomplish more, but you can enjoy more as well.
And I think that's powerful for us to understand, because if this is as good as it gets, that's not very good. So there's got to be better, and that's the hope of the scriptures. Jesus says, I go and prepare a place for you, and that's the powerful thing we see with those things.
It is all coming up in just a few days. We truly appreciate you joining us via technology, Don. It has been a good teaser of where we're coming, and we want to make sure that everybody in our community knows that we would love to have you starting this Sunday morning, June 13th. We'll assemble for worship at 9:30 a.m. We'll break into Bible classes at about 10:45 a.m., I should say. We'll reassemble at 5 o'clock p.m. on Sunday, and then Monday through Wednesday, 7 o'clock p.m. Roger, any closing thoughts?
No, it's going to be a good time. We welcome everybody. We want our church family to come and learn, grow, and become. That's what God wants.
Absolutely. Don, thank you for joining us today. Travel safe. We're looking forward to seeing you in person.
Well, thank you. And I'm looking forward to being with you. And let me just say to those who are watching, those who are listening, I will make you an absolute promise today that what we will talk about, I can promise you, will be based in Scripture, but it will also be extraordinarily practical. We're going to do our very best to make the message of the gospel about how Christ can build in our lives. We're going to talk about in practical, tangible ways that can make a difference for all of us right now in our lives. Can't wait to be with you.
Exactly what we need, and everyone around us. Thank you both for joining us. Thanks to our audience on audio, and we tried out video, and we appreciate all of the help that went into that. We're already looking forward to Sunday. We say around here, for good reason, it is the best day of the week. Absolutely. We would love to have you come and grow with us.